Excuse me, sir. Can you, before you come into the wardrobe, can you sanitize your hands? Yeah, it's just precaution. Just for the. Well, I don't know if you heard. There's a situation going on, so she really. You don't forget it. Don't you know allowed in the wardrobe? If you've sanitized, you can carry on listening. That's all I'm saying. So welcome. Don't know what. I don't know either. I don't know. But welcome to another episode of the Host Guest and Wardrobe. Why am I still doing this? That's what's funny about it, isn't it? One thing I've discovered is that... Oh, boy! Right, so welcome. Where are you, Sam? Are you in a wardrobe? Or you? Because that wasn't a stipulation, but...
Well, I thought it was part of it. But I would have to be in some sort of enclosed space. The best I could do is I'm lying underneath my desk. I've moved things around. I'm lying on a couple of pillows, and I've moved my microphone. So I'm underneath my desk. I wanted to have the authentic, the guest, the host.
The authentic shite quality audio.
Yeah. Well, no. Is the audio bad?
No, you're right. No, you've got a point.
It's an all right microphone.
Anything. All right. Sure.
Sorry, I don't mean to brag.
Is it a Blue Yeti?
It's a Blue Yeti.
Yes. I used to have one. Well, I used to have three, as I was talking to Gregor before. Great.
Well, I couldn't fit in my wardrobe, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's not really...
It's got clothes in it.
I am grateful that people who are doing this are actually going to lengths of bloody putting themselves in stupid places.
Have your other guests put themselves in stupid places? I'm sorry, I haven't listened to the Skype call edition so far.
No, don't worry. The last guest was in a wardrobe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. The two
classic.
Before, all I'm saying is the two before that, you know, come on.
What were you doing? Get it
one
together.
One of them was Glenn.
Well, that says it all, really, doesn't it?
And he just said, oh, no, I can't do it.
Well, I was going to say that up until the last minute, and then I thought, you know what? No, I'll put the effort in.
Well, we should probably get on with it because, like, you know, imagine it's not the comfiest of places.
I'm all right, actually. I'm okay.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, but if you, don't worry, Dan. If you want to rush through it, go right ahead.
No, it's all right.
If you've got somewhere to be, don't let me hold you up.
No. Let's all right. Well. The thing is with the mystery guest is what's great is I'm like, well, what's...
You've had plenty of time to prepare questions to ask me, right?
Yeah, for someone that I don't know. You know what I mean? So, like...
Please ask me the questions.
The first question I could ask is, what's your name? That's a great start, isn't it?
All right, I can go with that because I don't think you've said who I am yet.
No, I did just say Sam, but yeah, go on then.
Okay. Hello, I'm Sam Chaplin, that's my name. Sam Gordon Chaplin, specifically, if you want to go into too much detail. I don't know if you knew that about me.
No.
There you go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Learning something new about me.
Are you happy with that as a middle name?
It's not the best, but it's one of those dead granddad middle names.
Oh, yeah.
What
do you remember about when we first did this?
I remember I went on too long.
Yeah.
And it had to be split into two parts.
Yeah.
So by all means, please stop me when I need to stop. Because I don't know how long this has been going on for. I know we've just kind of started now. But I don't have any way of tracking how long this is going. Because I'm under a desk. I remember it was split into two. Because I spoke for too long. Because I did enjoy speaking to you, and I enjoyed being in your wardrobe. What I've noticed, Dan, is that the podcast image for this show has you and a kind of mystery guest behind you in the wardrobe. And that mystery guest is me.
Is it?
But with my face photoshopped out. That's me, but with my face just like cut out of the image. I could be anyone, but that was me because I recognised my T-shirt.
Look, take it all with a producer. That's all. Can we get the producer back in here to
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was me. And I just thought that, you know, you had a nice shape.
yeah, no, that's good. I'm a kind of everyman figure. And so that kind of indicated to me that I could indeed be everyman.
I wanted to start, like, not talking about the isolation and all that, because I thought...
Oh, sorry.
No, not, like, for you personally. I just mean, like, because... But then I've realised it's kind of impossible to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
very hard to avoid. So, for those who don't know who I am, I have a podcast called Cinema Swirl, and... We've recently introduced a policy of avoiding COVID-19 chat, because in the hopes that, because you kind of think podcasts should be a distraction from all of the outside world stuff, and everything's, you can't get away from it at the moment. So I think some people are definitely plugging into podcasts, that's the term, to get away from what's happening. And so we thought if we just didn't mention it from now on, that might be helpful, but I don't know. It's a difficult thing to steer clear of. It's playing on everyone's mind, so it's not to get too serious, but it's a curious one to know how to tackle as a podcaster.
It doesn't help that every episode I go, I wish I could get away from the situation at the moment, but I just and then before you know it, I've just set it all up to start up again.
Well, you know, it is hard, Dan. It is hard to not talk about.
What I've slowly discovered about this podcast is it's rather about me forcing myself to reach out to people and actually see how they're doing.
Okay, oh, so right.
And then just recording it.
So you needed a podcast in order to facilitate social interactions with, I mean, your friends, but also people you don't know, just anyone.
I thought the anyone part of it, like the mystery part of it, is just because then you get to see me, you get to hear me squirm and try and come up with things to ask people.
Yeah.
And then there's a certain part of me that's like, actually, because I can't see them, I have so much more confidence in talking to them. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
yeah.
Why have you willingly put yourself in this situation, though? Do you enjoy it?
I think it comes down to that I just like sharing it and going, oh, look.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah. Well, without the gimmick, although, you know, the gimmick is still living in the fact that, you know, you're under a desk and someone in the last episode was in a wardrobe.
I'm keeping the gimmick alive.
I'm trying to keep the gimmick alive here. Mm. Barely there, is it really? It might as well be the host and the guest.
And well, that's what a lot of podcasts are.
Yep. That's true.
I mean, you don't need me to say that.
No. Completely unprompted question.
Okay.
How do you think? Because one of the things in the previous episode we did was how I was like, oh, Sam, I've noticed that you've changed. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
This is what I mean about the kind of antagonistic nature of this podcast. Because you put me in a fucking wardrobe and you're like, you've changed, man.
It wasn't meant to be like, hey,
you've
man.
You've changed.
What happened to you?
You've changed, though, I think, Dan.
Oh, that's actually what I was going to say. How do you think I changed since the original wardrobe appearance?
Well, there've been some significant changes in your life.
Yes, that's true.
Am I permitted to address those? Have those been mentioned?
Oh, I'm sure they have, yeah.
Yeah. You are a father now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I've noticed... So this is mostly... When you said that I've changed back then, you were basing that mostly on social media, right? Twitter, basically.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to...
No. I know it wasn't. I know it was just like... Compared to how I was when I was at university or after university doing comedy and stuff.
It was meant to be a compliment, if anything.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I think...
here we are a few years later. You can take that.
I've changed since then and become more receptive to the idea that you think I've changed. But in terms of you, I think genuinely I have seen more just earnest, compassionate content from you of just, you know, being a human and struggling in the real world and showing empathy and support for other people who are in similar positions. And just, you know, I didn't always expect that from you. Not that you're not empathetic, but I didn't expect that to be your part of your social media presence.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Now, I think a lot of government and society and how things have gone, I think maybe things have got so uncomfortable for some people that you felt the need to express some solidarity and some support, and it's been really nice to see that. And to think, oh, that's from Dan Brown, who, you know, I would typically expect to be making kind of impenetrable jokes that are impressive but challenging, whereas it's nice to see the human side of you a bit more often these days. Not that you were inhuman before, but hopefully you know what I mean.
No, I do think that actually. Yeah, I think having a child does that to you.
It must change your entire perspective on everything.
Yeah, of course. It opens up all your frailties. It opens up the way you think of the world differently. All the cliches, all the cliches are completely true.
Well, I think maybe what I was saying about you was like a kind of a selflessness has not emerged, but has come to the forefront.
Absolutely.
I think that's probably marks your change in perspective on the world. And, you know, you're not the most important thing to yourself anymore.
No, I know. I used to have a massive ego. just walk
No, up. But I think, you know, I imagine that's the case for a lot of people that I don't think you were going around thinking, I'm Dan Brown, I'm, you know.
I was, though.
I'm Billy Big Bollocks over here.
Hey.
But, you know, the centre of your world is different now.
Of course.
And so that's reflected in your social media presence. So that's how I think you've changed.
The host, the guest, and the wardrobe will be right back. But first, an important message.
Hello. In these unprecedented times of uncertainty, it is best to remain inside a wardrobe. If you don't have access to a wardrobe, or if you can't fit in your own, a similar enclosed space may suffice. You may have to answer some difficult questions. You may be unsure of when this will be over or why it's happening in the first place. But the important thing to remember is to stay safe and remain inside a wardrobe.
What's going on then? So, let me...
Surely you should be telling me.
Surely. So, Cinema Swirl then, you mentioned that. Is that actually going well then?
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well.
It pop up every now and then.
In fact, to do some more following on from the last time we spoke,
sure.
I think I was talking about how I didn't feel like it would work remotely. That, you know, if we were to record via Skype or something like that, it would lose something. And I think I was at that point in the midst of like a hiatus, one of our several hiatuses that we've had.
Is that just where you just like, oh, I can't be asked?
Yeah, we're just, no, so it happened a couple of times a few years ago now that we just, you know, we kind of fell off doing it for a bit and we stopped and we didn't really get back into it. And since...
Priority, is it?
Sorry?
It's not the priority.
No.
Oh, it's not the biggest IP.
Fuck's sake. Other things got in the way, you know.
Okay.
Kevin's a very busy man. But since then, we decided to get it going again, and we did it via Skype remotely. Because I was listening to... Do you listen to My Brother and Me, or any of the McElroy podcasts at all?
No.
No. So I was listening to them, and I assumed they were in the same room when I first listened to it. And they weren't. They were all recording separately and then mixing that audio together. So it didn't sound Skype-y, which is the thing I was worried about. And that kind of... No, but you market these as the Skype calls, so you want them to sound Skype-y.
I kind of think I do. It's like, if you tell them first, they can't like be like, well, that's not a very good like idea, is it?
It's actually deliberate.
It's part of the show, Sam.
I don't know if anything's missing from it, but I can't tell. And I don't think our listeners have said that they can tell that it feels any noticeably different just in terms of the character of the podcast. So my reservations that I had the last time I spoke to you were completely unfounded.
Did you follow up on any of those ideas you had for podcasts? Like you were talking about one where you just...
The Cathedral Cities.
Yes.
Where I'd just go... I'd just visit cities. Visit every city in the UK.
Did you follow that up?
No. What do you think?
Well, I just thought maybe you could just do it. So say you were just going to this place.
Yeah.
Bring along your Zoom.
Yeah.
Recording, just be like, oh yeah, so I am in this city as it happens,
and just but not reference it other than that.
Yeah,
I would just record. Maybe that would be interesting. Actually, that probably the most interesting thing to do would be to have. Oh, Dan, this is. I don't know if this is what you were suggesting, but I think
it's a good idea, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, if I interviewed a different person from each of those cities. And that was the podcast that instead of visiting every, I would also visit every city, but I would go to every city and speak to someone from that city. And that would be the thing, because part of the interesting thing about visiting a city is you show people's stuff. And I can't do that on a podcast, but if I'm just talking to someone and they're from that city, surely the city will kind of come out of them. And by speaking to someone from every city, I will have got a better picture of the UK on the whole. That's good.
Yes, it was what I suggested. That.
And I'd still have to travel to the cities. I think that would be the important thing. It wouldn't be as good if I just had a Skype call with someone who was from every city.
I just thought that was the show, though. I presumed it was along those lines.
No, so I almost pictured it like a kind of documentary series.
Oh, so you walking around like...
Where I would...
Partridge.
So I'd go to like the things that were unique to that city... So any like tourist attractions, and I'd try and speak to like the mayor or something, I don't know, and I would only stay in, I wouldn't stay in chain hotels or eat in chain restaurants. I'd have to go to a B&B and like an independent restaurant somewhere interesting that's from that city. And all the time it was like, well, I'd have to speak to people to make this work, and I don't like speaking to I'm very anxious still. I don't like speaking to strangers much. And the whole nature of that podcast seemed to be putting myself in situations I would be uncomfortable with. But I just thought, as an idea, it sounded cool. And I would genuinely like to visit every city in the UK. So maybe if it was just to speak to one person who I knew in advance was the person I was going to speak to, that could be interesting. That could be something.
You must be like quite far into thinking about this idea, because it seems very detailed the way you're describing it.
Oh yeah, no, I got a long way into thinking about it. I never did it.
Did it start as a fantastic podcast name?
I didn't even have a name for it, and then I think Gregor or you suggested Cathedral Cities, and the idea that I would just eat cheese in all of these cities.
And they had to have cathedrals.
Well, every city does have a cathedral.
Yes.
So my phone just. My phone just buzzed. I'm going to put my phone on mute. That's really unprofessional.
Don't worry about it.
Fuck. Hell.
Imagine.
Oh, good. My phone's definitely off.
I just thought, I thought about it a lot. But that was at a point where I was just trying to have ideas. Because Cinema Swirl was on hiatus, and I think maybe at that point I wasn't sure whether it would be coming back or not. I was, planning my other avenues I could go down if I needed to, because I feel, as a late 20s white man, I need to have my voice heard on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I was struggling to find ways I could make that interesting. And podcasts now have to have a gimmick, don't they? They have to have, you can't just have people chatting. No, you have to have some other component to it.
I I hate gimmicks. I hate these people who go around doing that.
It's... I know you do.
Is there any other ideas?
I love your interview style. It's my favourite. No, it's not.
How many cities are there in the UK?
I think 60 something.
There.
Maybe 70 something. Gregor! Gregor, how many cities are there?
And how many are worth visiting?
Oh.
I'm just looking up for you now. There are 69.
All right, I've got to do this podcast now.
That's right up your alley, Sam.
That's perfect. You got any more questions for me?
what is your opinion on? Yeah. Wait, so what's your favorite?
Have you got any more prepared questions? That's my question for you now.
No.
Okay.
I did not prepare, because again, if it right, should
I know, but if I was a mystery guest,
okay, what would I'd probably be like, what do you do? But we've already done that, really, haven't we?
We've done, yeah, kind of.
And we did it on the previous recording. So at this point, I'm now thinking, what would I ask?
Also, just to let you behind the curtain here a little bit, Dan almost never prepares any questions.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
I hastily message them to him as the show goes on via Facebook Messenger.
Have you been doing that this time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Almost all of the questions.
The power of editing means I can just get rid of you right now. So,
do you edit this, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't care.
Greg is not in control when it comes to the final edit.
No, he might suggest something, but, you know.
Yeah. I think that's the problem I'm running into with this, is that I feel like we're both in a car and you're in the driver's seat, but you just have your hands like behind your head and you're not holding the steering wheel at all. And you're just looking at me and you're like, no, I'm driving. I am driving. And maybe sometimes you'll ask me for directions, but I'm always tempted to lean across and hold the wheel and kind of, you know, try and get the car to at least not crash.
No, yeah, I got it. I got the analogy.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it until... It took me a while to understand what I was trying to say, but...
You were the one driving in the analogy.
Yeah, I know.
That was a multi-layered analogy that you...
There's too many layers of analogy.
And then you just... Yeah.
It just felt like...
Sam, I got a question for you.
Yeah. Does this come from Gregor?
When this is all over, what are you looking forward to doing when this lockdown is over?
Kissing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good for you. What are you most looking forward to doing when this podcast recording is over?
Watching Celebrity Bake Off.
Oh shit! I need to watch that.
Fuck. You've missed 10 minutes of it.
Oh, and it's on bloody Channel 4. Okay, he was like bloody plate that. Oh, this is really niche, but I need to rant about 4OT the app.
Yeah. What
point in it? Utter trash that is.
It's got some good stuff on it though.
Oh yeah, it has. But it's like you try and watch anything, and it's like. Well, you can either watch it live or not at all.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's called All 4, not 4OD. Take it back.
I knew what you meant.
You have to watch it live or that's it. You have to come back in like an hour or two. And then when you do watch it, sometimes it breaks and then it starts all over again.
I think iPlayer set the bar pretty high, didn't they?
Yeah. And it's got adverts. So it's not actually an hour. It's an hour and a half to watch something like that. And Bake Off in itself shouldn't be that long anyway.
It should only be an hour, but because of... Yeah.
It should be more like 45 minutes. Out. Like it's baking, mate. You know what I mean? Noel Fielding and...
Sandy Toxpig.
Sandy Toxpig. They're great people.
Yeah.
I like them individually.
Sure.
Together they don't work.
No, well, she's leaving.
Well, this is actually, this point I was ranting about All Four, and now just ranting about Bake Off. But
Dan, it's okay to talk about different things.
Gregor just messaged me, and he's having a go at me because I'm fact-checking him, and then also getting annoyed when he's getting fact-checked.
Is this going out? Is this... Do you want to reschedule and do this next week? we can have another go.
Bad timing to cough.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'll listen to it.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
I don't think I've said anything on this one that I'm worried could be misrepresented. I don't know if I did on the last one, but I talked for so long, I kind of forgot what I said, and I worried some of it might have been controversial, because I am kind of a firebrand.
Okay. My biggest takeaway was the first recording was when it was Jersey, not being able to come up with it. Was it Jersey?
Again, in an unprecedented move here, I feel that I need to step in and take control. So, you said originally... that you'd applied for a job on an island that had lots of nature, and that was all. You couldn't remember the name of the island. In the end, you settled on Jersey. You then applied an edit. You did it in post. You said, actually, it was the Falkland Islands. Now you're saying it's Guernsey. I don't know what to believe.
I don't trust myself on either of those because what was it? Maybe I can find out.
15 minutes of Bake Off.
Is that your biggest regret about this?
Yeah.
I thought I
won't go on for as long as I did last time, and I'll be ready in time for Bake Off. I didn't expect the Jersey, Guernsey, Falklands situation that arguably I don't need to be here for, but I'm happy to stick around.
Well, I can't find it. Let's just...
How are you going to find it?
It reminds me, these things can't... Well, I was going to search for, like, because I know it's like...
In your emails?
Ooh.
No, that's not an idea.
Yeah. where were you searching for it before that wasn't your emails? did you just Google jobs on islands?
I typed nature TV. I typed nature TV to Google. Oh, shit. Nature TV. What am I typing again? It's not going to change. It's somewhere on there. It's somewhere out there. I will find it and I will come back to this, okay? Sam, we'll do it again and we'll talk about this island. There was something else I was going to say, though.
If time really was money, we would have crashed the economy by now, guys.
No, this happens a lot, this kind of thing, where I get really, really kind of like things get trapped in my head when I'm trying to think of these kind of things. So once there was a song stuck in my head for like a good month, and I didn't know what the song was called, and it was just stuck in my head. And even when I explain it again, it's there, and I don't know the name.
Do you remember it now?
Yeah, I can remember the.
But do you know what it is now?
See, that's it. It just
did goes. You find out what it is?
Yeah, I did. It was.
But you've since forgotten.
It was because it doesn't. It's not really a song I particularly like, and it's not really a very memorable song.
Okay. But
it was at my old job, and I was trying to think of it, and I was just like, I went to my like work colleagues, and I was just like, "Look, you got to help me." This song stuck in my head. This is how it goes, and I could only recall like. It was like, you're not as clever as you thought you was, and there's on the radio. It's That's all I can ever remember of that song. And once I find out what it is, I always forget it, like, a few months later, because then I just can't hear it anymore. Now it's in the editing.
You're not as clever as you thought.
You're not as clever as you thought you was. Then there's like 1984, and you those bits actually just me not knowing the lyrics.
Right.
I'm not expecting you to come up with it. What I always did is just try and Shazam and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not giving Shazam enough to go on.
I mean, I've tried to look up those lyrics, and I'm really struggling.
I'm pretty sure those aren't like really the lyrics. They're like
half the lyrics. Right.
I've just kind of filled in as much as I can.
Mm.
Oh, anyone else got a headache?
Yep.
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 Fucking hell. Oh dear. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. I just realised, Gregor.
Yeah.
Aren't we recording another episode in like 10 minutes?
Yeah, we are.
Save us all.
Who have you got for that one? It's another mystery.
It's actually a mystery.
I won't
shoot you down this time.
Yeah, it is another mystery. Well, it's not a mystery to me because I'm organising it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I know who it is, Gregor?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What, Sam, do you want to join in?
No.
Hey, Sam, I've got a podcast going. If you want to be host of it, I think the old host... the old host seems to be having some sort of mental breakdown where he can't remember anything.
Right, well, I know you've got another episode to get to, but have you done an episode with Gregor?
Yes, well, sort of. Well, did we actually do one?
You did one where I pretended to be Santa Claus as a Christmas special, but you've not done one with me not pretending to be someone I'm not.
Yeah, I think you should do one with Gregor.
All right.
That seems like an opportunity that you're letting slip out of your hands.
Well, it'd probably just be Gregor just telling me, why am I so bad at this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be happy to do it, because we did do one where I was in the wardrobe, and then Gregor was asking me questions.
Oh, okay.
So we should do the other way around. Gregor, talk to yourself.
I'd be fine with that. Who would send you the questions to ask me? Sam, you're welcome to do that if you want.
Wait, what? No, you'd be asking... Oh, no, yeah, I'll be asking you. Yes,
lads, I've not come here looking for a job, all right? I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, can't pay you. We can only pay you 80% of your wages right now. So you've been forlorn.
Furloughed.
You, yeah.
Forlorn. All right. Dan, again, to do your job for you, but that's a good note to end on. I'm happy with that as an ending.
Genuinely, thank you. It's been, it has been. It's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too. If you want to chat outside of podcast, feel free to talk to me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to need a bit first.
Sure.
Well, I need to talk to some bloody stranger first.
I mean, I can't hear either of you.
But I'm also wondering what's happened to Dan.
I think Dan has literally dropped out of the call.
What an incredible way to end.
Hello.
Did you leave the room?
No. My mic died. I need to get some more batteries.
Oh. Good Lord. Have you gone again? I think Dan's gone again.
I'm assuming you're awesome. Do you want to do the outro to this episode? Do you want to thank people for listening?
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to follow us on social media, that's an option.
It's not a good option necessarily, but it is there.
Be sure to subscribe. Tune into the next episode. Thanks to Sam for joining us
You're welcome.
This has been...
Oh, dear.
This has been the host, the guest, and the wardrobe.
Do you have anything to promote, Dan?
Yeah, Dan, what have you got?
Nature TV.
Go listen to Nature TV.
Fantastic band.
Check them out.
I think, I'm correct, and I might not be correct, but I think they are based in Jersey, so...
I thought that you said they were based in Brighton.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Listen to Cinema Swirl or something, I don't know.
Thanks for coming on, Sam, at Sam Chaplin on Twitter.
That's me. Find me there. Listen to Cinema Swirl. Thank you.
As clever as I thought you was in 1984.
This feels like a dream.
Fade.